minutes have been going now.
The 24th of November 1966, a Thursday, the Beatles came into Abbey Road Studios to start the new album. And the track they started with didn't appear on the album. It was a song called Strawberry Fields, and the way it was done that night, that Thursday, was virtually complete. We actually made virtually a master. And it was the way I heard it originally when John sang it to me. And it was a sweet, gentle, simple song. Starting with the verse, Your Majesty.
Misunderstanding
not the chorus.
All you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all.
We were still in our primitive state in technology in those days. 1966, we were just recording in four track.
No one I
bass and guitar
is in my
add to
dream.
It.
I mean, it
still
must
nothing else.
Be high or low.
Dead simple.
That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right.
That now is, we have a slide guitar, played by George, added, curious enough, on the
Let
vocal
me
track.
Take you down,
listen.
Cause I'm going to strawberry
just on the vocal
fields.
Track.
Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
I think that version is very charming.
Strawberry fields forever.
A very simple version of a very simple song. But in fact, it never appeared like that, and no one's ever heard that one since.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know sometimes think it's me, but you know I know. It's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Well, Strawberry Fields is a song that John had because he used to live next door to this place called Strawberry Fields, which was a Salvation Army place for kids. And he used to bunk over, and it was his little magic garden to sort of play in. So whenever I went to visit him, he'd sort of say, hey, you know, and we'd go past it. He said, this is Strawberry Fields, and he'd give me the gin on it.
Strawberry Fields I wrote when I was making How I Won the War in Almeria, Spain. It's a Salvation Army home that was near the house I lived in with my auntie in the suburbs. Although I took the name as an image.
We had this thing called the Mellotron that we did the intro of Strawberry Fields on. This, in fact, is one of them. We had flutes on there. And this was the intro.
Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
we left that evening, and John thought about it, and Paul thought about it over the weekend. And on Monday, we tackled it again, quite differently. John decided he wanted it in lower key. It had an introduction for the first time, which was played on that weird instrument, the mellotron, and became a really key feature. And it started with the chorus rather than the verse. Strawberry Fields immediately, isn't it?
Let me take you down.
Double track voice right away. Again, all the rhythm instruments on one track. The voices on three and four. John thought about it and said, I think I can do it better than that. He said, I wanted to have a bit more bite in it, brass, strings. So I said, okay, let's give it a whirl.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
Double track voices
nothing
on three and four, but with percussion as well on three.
Nothing to get hung about, Strawberry Fields forever.
War Mandela, an Indian instrument that George had brought back, like a kind of harp. They have a marvellous effect. Backward cymbal on track one. Always sounds like Russian language to me. Brass stabs and so on, and with the cello. But underlying it all, this wonderful rhythm section. About 9 or 10 players.
Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Well, we finished up then with a track which was showed the way that Pepper was going to be. This was her first psychedelic track.
One, two, three. We'll be right back.
when we did Sergeant Pepper, we were given a license to kill, so to speak, because we were already successful. And I knew that I could do in the studio just what I wanted, and I knew that they wanted to experiment a bit more. So we just let our hair down and went for broke. In fact, when I say Pepper, I mean I'm starting off with Strawberry Fields, which was the beginning of Pepper, although it wasn't on the album. And that was one of the great songs he did.